Ready to lose 40 plus pounds without giving up happy hours, weekend brunches, or date nights? Then it's time to uncover the hidden link between binge eating and toxic relationships and finally break free from both. Welcome to the Hungry for Love podcast with Jillian Scott. Y'all ready? Let's go. Hey, hey, welcome back. All right. So today we are just going to touch on the upcoming workshop that's happening tomorrow, Saturday, September 27th at noon Central. So if you have not yet registered, grab the link that's in the description of this podcast. You can get all the details and register there. And as a reminder, there will be a replay that's sent out afterwards, but it's great if you can show up live because then you're able to ask questions, get coaching, and see how this applies to you specifically. My goal with this workshop is that it's not just about the holidays. And I think one of the biggest, trickiest parts about going into this last quarter of the year is that we tend to fall into this all or nothing trap, right? It's this extreme of either I'm all in doing it perfectly or I'm all out, right? There's no middle ground. It's once I screw up, once I've blown it, now I've done ruined it, and I'll start over in January. So even if it's mid-October or early November, we're like, meh, screw it. I'll start over January 1. Or maybe rather January 5. But that is a false dichotomy. We don't have to choose between I'm either all in on my diet, doing it really hard, really restrictive, and missing out now on all of the best things of the season, on what I consider to be the best season of the year, or I'm all in enjoying it, just saying, screw it, why bother? Let me just eat my face off, right? Where food is now this free-for-all. And what happens is often we can fall into traps of emotional eating around either trying to escape pain, escape negative emotions, or we're just enjoying and savoring the fun, the joy, the adventure. And so one of the things that I always am teaching is really enjoying your food, but not making it the only thing that you enjoy. Like it should not be the primary source of your joy each day. Food should be something you can enjoy, you have fun with. Maybe you like going out to eat, you like new restaurants, trying new drinks, things like that. But it should never be the bulk of your joy and pleasure and relaxation, just like we don't want to make it that escape. And so it's finding this balance. And this really can apply to any other time of year. And so as I look at the month of September, for me, it being a big birthday year and turning 40, I have been celebrating every week for this entire month. There has been some kind of party, event, dinner, a special occasion, happy hour. There has been something to celebrate multiple times each week. And I love it. I'm having so much fun. And I don't have to let it derail my goals. It's not now an excuse to just eat my face off the entire month. And I also don't need to be worried and obsessed and constantly counting points or calories or macros. I don't need to be constantly consumed with what I can and can't eat. And I don't have to try to make up for things the next day. It's not, oh, I went out to dinner last night, so now I got to make up for it today. This is really the overarching philosophy and approach that I have with weight loss and emotional eating. Is it something you can take with you no matter where you go? Whether you're at home or you're on vacation or you're eating out or you're at a family event, it does not matter. It doesn't matter if it's during the holidays, if it's summer break, if it's spring break, it should not matter what's going on because we know that we can't lose weight in a vacuum and expect to keep the weight off. Learning how to navigate the holidays, navigate your emotional eating or binge eating habit around the holidays is a huge skill to have. But we've got to start now. We've got to start thinking about it now and starting to change our thought process and our mindset heading into the holidays now so that it's not a screw it, I've blown it, why bother, who cares? And it's really an intentional, thoughtful, mindful thing where you can plan out food, or maybe it's a simple, I'm going to eat when I'm hungry and stop when I'm satisfied. And I'm going to give you tips and tricks and tools to make that easier because there's the, I know what to do, but I'm just not doing it. And it can be a simple task, a simple thing, a simple step, but it won't always feel easy in the moment. And that's okay. That's where I come in, is to help make this easier, to help make your weight loss journey fun and enjoyable, two words that are typically never associated with weight loss. And we can do that in the holidays, during the holidays, without missing out, and while still enjoying and truly savoring the food, the drinks, the people, the connection. And one of the biggest aspects is making the people and the connection and these other aspects of the holidays just as important, if not more so, than what we're actually eating. because as a culture, as a society, and because of our diet trauma, we tend to put so much emphasis on the food. But we really have to take our eyes off of the food. Sometimes we even need to take our eyes off of the scale and just focus on the habits and look at the progress and look at what else is changing. And I'm going to help bring all of these pieces together. And so there are three core myths that I will be debunking and we're going to be working through. And a lot of this is so that you change your self-concept. You change how you think about yourself, how you show up in the world. You've got to change who you are, how you be. When you do that, now the action becomes so much easier. But if you want that action to be consistent, if you want it to become a long-term habit of something you do on autopilot, you've got to change how you think about yourself, how you think about weight loss, how you think about your body. And we're going to hold space for the challenges and the nuance of being committed to a goal, yet detached from it, detached from needing it to define you or make your value or your worth bigger or better. This becomes the work. It's the inner game. And when we bring the inner game and we match it now with slightly different habits or a 1% level up, this is where you can blow your own mind. And you can lose 10, 15 pounds easily while still enjoying food, dessert, cookie swaps, happy hours, holiday parties, special time with family, travel, because it's not this extreme of I'm either missing out and sad and lonely in a corner pouting, or I'm at a free-for-all buffet just stuffing my face. We can find balance. We can find moderation, but we can't moderate when food is bad and now we are bad based on what we eat. We can't moderate when we have this constant thought of screw it, why bother? I wasn't perfect. I'll start over next week or I'll start over next year, which is typically what ends up happening. I'm going to help you find balance to find that moderation, to find that sweet spot and to actually find what matters to you, what you actually enjoy. I'm going to help you do it in a way that's fun and easy and enjoyable so that you can truly savor the holidays. I will put the link for the event in the description. If you have not yet registered, make sure you do that. And I will see you all there. Have a great weekend, y'all. Here's to creating the life and body you crave.
If this episode resonated with you, it's time to break free from destructive cycles around food, alcohol, and toxic relationships. Your next step? Book your free Break the Cycle call, where you'll finally see why your binge eating and relationship patterns are so deeply connected and how to break free from both for good. You'll walk away with fierce clarity and a game plan to step into a life full of fun, adventure, and self-love. Grab your spot now at www.bodyyoucrave.com/BTC. It's time to break the cycle. I'll show you how.